requited construction on an instrument I'd hoped would be a spectroheliograph, but after a couple of months, it became obvious that it could only become a solar spectrograph, so I tried to do a good job with that rather than go on to the spectroheliograph aspect. In designing the instrument, there was only two basic considerations to be made. First of all, since it was an amateur's project, any equipment that could be obtained from NRC, perhaps, or the Dominion Observatory, if it was of any use at all, would have to be put into the design in some way. I couldn't afford, for instance, to buy the diffraction grating and that kind of thing. With this in mind, then, the instrument was made in two sections, the solar spectrograph itself and the horizontal telescope that gets the light in. Both pieces of equipment were built around the objective lens from the Dominion Observatory for the horizontal telescope, and for the spectrograph, it was built around 30,000 line per inch reflection grating I obtained from NRC. If we can have the first slide, please. This is a view of the instrument itself here. It measures about 4 feet along here, 6 feet down the side, foot deep. This is the telescope tube here. The light comes in along here, the slit. The collimating lens is under here, diffraction grating here. Light can be either brought out through the eyepiece tube here and photographed or observed, or onto a film plane back here that's about 14 inches long. There's a photomultiplier, DC amplifier and high voltage power supply down here. You can put the photomultiplier in here, pass the spectrum along, you can get a photo tracing of lab spectra. It doesn't work too well for solar spectra at the moment. This is a top view of the instrument. You see the horizontal telescope here with the photomultiplier, chart recorder down here for the output of the photomultiplier. You can see the collimating lens here. It's an old 60 millimeter refractor. It used to be my first scope. The diffraction grating is back here, the eyepiece tube. And for the spectroheliograph part, I was planning on putting H alpha onto this mirror and shooting it back to a slit back here. But that's to come in the future. Now to get the spectrum from the eyepiece tube over here to over to the film plane, or to view different parts of the spectrum, we use a little control box here that rotates the grating. Here we have the grating. It's, as I mentioned before, 30,000 line per inch concave grating. It's got a radius of curvature of 3 meters. Ruled area, I think, is about 8 centimeters by 4 centimeters. It's on an old, what used to be, a Springfield telescope mounting for a 6-inch scope that I picked up for about 25 cents at a penny auction at one of the RSC meetings in Ottawa. And underneath it is the drive system. Next slide. Here's the drive system. It's a 1 revolution per minute Bodine motor. It's reversible, geared down 25 times by a simple gear reduction here. Here's one of the flaps that feeds the sunlight into the horizontal telescope. The instrument itself is housed in the school. I built it in the basement of the house, but I couldn't get the sunlight in, so I had to find some place to put it. I asked a school teacher where, if he could find any place. It had to be private. Not too many people around. I couldn't have any kids getting in into it, putting their glommy hands all over it. So a little while later, he comes up and says, "I got just the place for you, Rick. The sign on the door reads boys." So that's where the instrument is at the moment, boys' washroom. Anyway, another wing of the school is the 14-inch diameter flat here. I got this from the observatory, the glass at least, and I got it aluminized. That shoots it across about 50 yards down in this direction to the spectrograph. Here we are here. The lights come in from the other 14-inch diameter flat in here to a small one here. It goes through an objective lens down into the spectrograph and end up with the spectrum back here. For lab spectra and for comparison spectra, there's a carbon arc here that I dose with iron and just swing it into the optical path before the solar spectrum is taken. Here's the objective lens here, 6-inch diameter, F14, 7-foot focal length. It goes in down here in the wooden tube. I brought it out just so you could photograph it. It's rather hard to see inside. By the way, the whole instrument is felt lined to cut down glare. Now, I guess I should apologize. This is supposed to be a solar spectrograph. Unfortunately, when I left Vancouver, I left all my solar spectra in my room. So these are what we'll have to suffice with. These are lab spectra here. This is of the C2 molecule, an unidentified atomic line, these two here. And these are two band heads here, vibrational heads and rotational states in here. You can notice some splitting in here. By the way, the dispersion of this thing on the focal plane is about 5.7 angstroms per millimeter in the first order. When this is put on to photograph through an eyepiece, a 35mm camera, and then enlarged onto usable film strip, the sodium D lines are about 2 inches apart. So that's 6 angstroms and 2 inches. Now, for the photomultiplier for the lab spectra, what I tried to do is take lab molecular spectra and compare them to to solar molecular spectra. Here's just an example of one of the spectra. This is an atomic spectrum, part of the neon system. I'm not sure what wavelength this is. This is about 2 to 3 angstroms wide here. Now, this is sodium D in the lab. We've got, this is the negative, by the way, absorption down the center of each line with rather wide, bright areas on the side due to heat Doppler shift. This is the last spectrum. I didn't think I should put it in. It's the worst spectrum I've taken to the sun, but it gives you some idea what it looks like. Sodium D lines, an iron line here, and an iron line here. And that's about it. Oh, by the way, the whole instrument itself, may I have the lights, please? The whole instrument itself is of wood construction. Lights, please.
Are there any questions anybody would like to direct to Rick on this equipment?
Well, I'd like to congratulate this young man for building a very sophisticated piece of equipment.
I was going to say the same thing. That's a pretty professional looking piece of equipment, and I think as long as we have young men like Rick and Mr. Bandman, who gave his paper, and the others, the future of science is in pretty good hands. Thank you very much, Rick. Very good.